Welcome to this week's edition of Round 14 Podcast.
We're back, Tony. We're back.
Episode 24, my friend.
Yeah, 24. How you been?
Doing good. How about you? You good? You're freezing up there. I know that.
Yeah. You know what? Winter is here. and if you noticed, I've got some new swag on this week. I got my Round 14 toque. That's right. I said toque. So Rick Babcock, our good buddy, Rocco Bob 33, hooked us up with some Round 14 merch.
Yep.
And, very comfortable because, on the weekend, the past weekend, we had snow for three straight days. It wasn't Buffalo, but, it was still a pain.
And it doesn't matter. It's still,
yeah, that's right. And, there's nothing like getting off a midnight shift and then having to shovel the driveway before you go to bed.
See, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I've been down here a very long time, been down here for 25 years now, but I, you know, at my age, I did grow up in New York City and in New Jersey at some points. And I do remember the unexpected snowstorm. And that was the worst part about it was getting up and, oh crap, four inches. I'm going to dig out the car and whatever. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we've gotten kind of, I don't know, like spoiled the last few years. And sometimes we had a green Christmas and it doesn't really get going till the new year. And some people think, we made it through. And there's the whole thing of January and February to come, but.
Right. Exactly.
So I thought I'd just, share, what my weekend looked like here. And I got three little clips, from what I woke up to. So here we go.
Fuck. Here we go. It's so funny how quiet everything is when it's
that was day one because nobody wanted to go outside, right? So you're waiting for the first person to fire up the snowblower or the shovels. This was day two. and then we have, of course, day three.
Yeah. That looked like fun.
Yeah. You know what? I remember when you were a kid, right? You couldn't wait for it to snow and get out and play. When you get older, not so much.
Well, you know, I mean, I compare that type of weather to the stereotypical great place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there. I mean, you go somewhere, you get a cabin for the weekend or for the week, whatever. You got the fireplace going, you got some snowmobiles or, you know, you're having a good time. You're having fun. And it's awesome. It's beautiful. It's a fun time. Yeah. But to live in it and work in it and commute in it, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I got a few messages on how pretty it looked and how,
oh, it's beautiful.
How beautiful it looked. And I said, I said, yeah. That's nice. That was a nice little message you sent me. But no, you know what? It is what it is. And, we choose to live here and, 6 months of the year, we live in that. So anyways, let's get on with something more important than my driveway.
Yeah. Something a little more thrilling.
Well, we had a big, we had a big week. Sly had a big,
Yeah, he did. He was all over. He was on every talk show. He was promoting the heck out of Tulsa King. He was everywhere you turned. He was somewhere.
Yeah. And, Rocky, just turned 46, right?
46 so, yesterday.
Time flies, right? And, if anything, the last little while has proved that Rocky, stands the test of time.
Absolutely. I mean, you had the Rocky run last Saturday and 11,000 people showed up to do the Rocky run. Now, granted, out of the 11,000 people, I'm sure there's a ton of them that are just, you know, hardcore runners that want to do the 5K, the 10 mile, whatever it is that they want to do. And, but you know damn well that a lot of them, if not more than half are Rocky fans dressing mm-hmm. up like their favorite Rocky character or the funny one, yeah. whatever they want to do. And as we mentioned before, John has his artwork there. And this year it was mm-hmm. pretty cool because John had a lot of brand new artwork that was just introduced mm-hmm. the week prior pretty much. And he talked to us about that on our little live podcast.
Right.
His work's going to be on shirts now. Available. Yeah. Well, not now available. They are going to be yeah. available. I don't want to mislead anybody. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be on the Sly Stallone shop. So that'll definitely, that one he's wearing right there, I'll be getting that one.
That's awesome. A great shirt, right? So it's one thing that, I mean, for him to have that, it's another thing that he did it, right? So.
And you know what's so funny about it? He's a, you know, a Rocky fan like we mm-hmm. all are. And yep. he grew up liking the character. But look at, it's just got to be amazing for him to have been a fan like us and mm-hmm. grow up and be as talented as he is and to become the official Rocky artist. And mm-hmm. now his work is being sold in the Rocky shop, yeah. Stallone shop. So it's got to be a part of the dream come true. That's just, mm-hmm. I'm happy for him. It couldn't happen with nicer guys. So that's mm-hmm. pretty awesome.
No, that's right. And, like you said, lots of success for the run. It just gets bigger and bigger every year. And whether you're there for Rocky, like you said, most people are there because it is the Rocky run. Some people, yeah. it's just another marathon they want to continue.
Yeah, some people, they just run. I mean, they run whatever's nearby, whatever, you know, 5K is around the corner. I know Tony DeGennaro that we are friendly with. Mm-hmm. He's been going every year for the past 8 years.
Sure.
I've been doing it since 18, so he's been right. doing it since 14.
Yeah, the picture of him
and his dad. He ran it this year with his dad and his sons.
Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
That's very cool. Very cool. And look at all the people behind. Look at all the people on the steps. No, and they're, you know, all taking pictures. And it's just got to be bedlam. It's got to be like Rocky heaven. So that's yeah. pretty cool.
Well,
like you said, just as relevant now as it was 46 years
that's
ago.
That's right. Right. And the steps and the stature are usually a focal point for people that are visiting Philly. It just amped up that weekend.
Sure.
Where you went probably was Rocky. And then to yeah. have Sly there a few days before really got the thing buzzing too, right? So
I couldn't even imagine that. I mean, I went to the restaurant. I went to the Victor Cafe when my daughter and I went up there mm-hmm. and we had dinner there. I couldn't imagine sitting there having dinner and then they come walking in yeah. or being at the statue taking a picture and he just comes walking up. It's just got to be so surreal because it's not a situation where you would expect to see him.
No.
Be in those high tourist areas pretty much yeah. is what they are.
Mm-hmm. So. No, that's right. But, and then Tulsa King – on Paramount Plus is nicely underway now into the second week. Huge success, right? Huge yeah. success from that show.
Yeah. And morally so. I mean, I've always been a realistic Sly fan, mm-hmm. more of a Rocky fan out of all of his stuff than anything. And I've been realistic about it his whole career. If something's good, it's good. If it wasn't, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But this here is something special. You could tell. It's just, it's clicking.
And is it, you know, I think you'd agree with me. Is it, you know, the right time? I know he joked on the talk shows and the interviews, you know, how come, you know, I couldn't play a gangster and how come De Niro got this and how come Brando got this and Pacino. But is this maybe not the perfect time for him to do this character?
Probably because, I mean, previous, let's face it, he was stuck in the stigma of Rocky Rambo mm-hmm. for quite a while until he branched out and started doing other characters and whatnot, yeah. but he still had that label on him, mm-hmm. Rocky Rambo.
Yeah.
So it was probably hard for some people to see him, as that gangster or as that mafia type boss, character. Now that it's been so far removed and you're dealing with a whole new generation of fans, I think it is a little easier for him to play that role now.
Yeah. And I, you know what? We all know the, you know, premise of the show and he was locked up for 25 years and then he gets shipped off to Tulsa. I kind of think that a part of this maybe was written for him in mind, you know, an older.
It might've been, Sly. Yeah, it might've been. I think that's what brings a lot of the originality, I guess mm-hmm. you could say, and the humor to it is not only of the story of the character, but the time warp of being locked away for that 25 years and, mm-hmm. and, can you think about the American or worldwide time frame of 1997, 98-ish to now? How much has happened in the world and in technology and in society and how people are and how it's just, it's amazing on the, and that's adds so much humor to the show. Mm-hmm. Right away when he heard about the weed store, you know, he's thinking it's an illegal front.
Yeah.
While it's being legally sold. He's like, he can't grasp that.
Well, so that's just it, right? Like, there was no internet. There was no cell phones. And well, I mean, very, very early stages. Oh,
right? It was in the infancy stages. Mm-hmm. That's like when they were talking about, he goes, they should have somewhere where you can go and find out about these things. And the guy's like, yeah, Google.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just, it fits with his, I don't want to say dry humor, but it works, right? Because like you said, he's been removed from the world for 25 years. More or less, and then has to throw him back into it. And then not only that, he's you know, running it. So,
yeah, I mean, now he has to try to build a family because they kind of banished them is really what happened. And obviously we'll get more into that as the series develops. But I mean, these series that have been released by Netflix and Hulu and Paramount Plus and wherever else they're being shown on, they originated because, I mean, network TV, they couldn't show a lot of things on ABC and NBC.
Right.
Regular network TV shows, they were very handcuffed, so to speak, in a lot of subject matters or things they could say or having the real reality of the street talk. So it wasn't really until HBO came out with The Sopranos in 99 that it really blew open the door of we could have a TV series, so to speak, that's pretty much no holds barred. It's like reality.
Right.
I mean, and that one was. I mean, Sopranos were just like nothing anybody had ever seen.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, yeah,
it was. When you first saw it, you're like, "The hell's going on here?"
Yeah,
but
yeah, because it was definitely very different than the glamour, I guess you could say, of the Godfather type mafia or the Goodfellas type mafia. This was a regular guy who had a family and.
Yep.
It was violent. It was realistic, very realistic. And those guys did a fantastic job with the writing and the storytelling. Of course, the acting was incredible. It was, but it definitely paved the way for a lot of shows.
Well, that's just it, right? And there's obviously series before that, and there's series after that. But
yeah,
this was one that people are still watching. Right? Like they'll go back and watch it again. They'll rewatch it. It's like the Rocky movies, right? It's like, it sticks, right? So,
yeah. I think it was on for a long time, too. It was on for, 1997. So,
yeah.
That's 8 years or so, 9 years, rough math. And that's a long time. A lot happened in that time period of the show. And, it's funny because it's, like you said, it was a lot of other shows and were trying to be similar. But it opened up a lot of doors. You know, I don't want to say it had to be rough for it to be realistic, but it definitely took off the kid gloves to, oh, you can't say that. Oh, don't write that in there. You can't have them killed that way. That's way too violent. Or, you know, that you can't have them work and own a strip club. That you can't do that on TV. It's kids might see it. So it was very different where they made it very realistic. They're really that simple.
Yeah.
They did it about as realistic as you could be.
That's right. And then, I mean, it led to more of these streaming services where people can, you know, control their content, what their kids see and what they don't see. And then it, like you said, it opened the door for some of these other ones that said, oh, now, so if they can do that, we can do it.
Right.
And then.
Well, and I think the appeal to The Sopranos too was it definitely portrayed Tony and his family as the regular everyday Joe, which obviously he wasn't, but I mean, he had a family, he had a wife, he had kids. Yeah. He had the marital problems. He had the kids giving him aggravation. He had that family day-to-day stuff that a lot of people could relate to. So it definitely made it more believable and realistic to the average person who could say, oh, my God, I could definitely see when my kids come home and they do that crap, you know, or whatever it was. And I think that was why it segued into some other shows that took the regular person and put them in that type of – environment Mm-hmm. And it was more believable and more realistic, like a Breaking Bad type of right. show where you had the teacher
yeah.
who was super smart at chemistry. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can make a lot of money doing this.
And yeah.
obviously you saw how that developed.
Well, that's right. And then, you know, with the legalization of marijuana and the shops popping up, like this show was really ahead of its time, I think, right? So
Breaking Bad? Oh,
yeah. yeah. I yeah. mean, it was, it really opened up the doors to think like, okay, well, maybe it's not so, I don't want to say, I don't want to use the word negative, but I mean, maybe you realize that, you know, it's not just drug dealers that are using this stuff for medicinal purposes and whatnot.
No, I mean, you had a teacher who was a regular middle-class guy with a yeah. family mm-hmm. and, having money troubles yeah. and sees that he could get his family out of money troubles mm-hmm. in 1 month.
Yeah.
And of course it snowballs into a lot of other stuff that everybody's aware of because he wound up becoming somebody that he was not to start with. He was not that teacher anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He became, who he became mm-hmm. in the series with everybody else. But it was, definitely. It was showing that it's not just the corner drug dealer or the, mm-hmm. or the, you know, the junkie on the corner anymore. It's a teacher. Right. It's a business guy. It's yeah. whatever it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely showed that. And that was right. another one that was on for a long time too.
Yeah, that's right. And then they had a spinoff too, though. They had a spinoff from that. Everybody, Call Saul, right?
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Yeah.
After that. And, I know they had one movie, mm-hmm. El Camino was called. Mm-hmm. That was kind of taken off on that as well. It was very well done, very well written. The acting was superb.
Yeah.
Storylines were superb. I mean, it was just like everything else that it kind of ran its course. I mean, the best of shows, they eventually start to decline in, mm-hmm. in writing quality mm-hmm. or storytelling or
yeah.
acting. Or it could be the business part of it where the actors don't agree to the contract, so you might have to write one off that you didn't want to write off. Yeah. So it's just like anything else. Sopranos eventually ran its course and kind of went out on top. It didn't mm-hmm. it didn't become that show that nobody really watched anymore, but was still on. Yeah. It went out when it should, and I think Breaking Bad did the same thing. They kind of took a bow when they said, let's just go out while we're still relevant.
Yeah, too many shows I find, you know, they run their course and then people just lose interest. And they try and push that last season, you know, maybe just for more money or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I mean, and you could tell too, because if you watch the show and you enjoy it, you watch the first season, the second season, the third, whatever, however many you keep, there always gets to that one point where you're even kind of losing interest. Yeah. You're like, all right, come on. We've seen this already three times. Let's,
yeah.
you know, let's get a little original here. And then you could tell they're kind of, you know, that Hollywood quote, they jumped the shark and they need to pull the plug on the show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So jump the shark. I'm sure Henry Winkler's proud of that.
Wow. Yeah. So, but speaking of series that are runner's course and some that are midstream, we touched on this, a little while ago, but I thought since we're talking about this, style, like family style oriented mob. No, this isn't really a mob, but I mean, family style and power was Yellowstone, right?
No, it is. I mean, after I watched the first season, I said to yeah. my wife, I said, this is Godfather with cowboy hats. It's really yeah. that simple.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a family of power, it doesn't have to literally be a mafia
nope.
extension. It's the same type of thing though. Mm-hmm. That is what a organization of power is. Mm-hmm. It is a mafia organization. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this one here is on season 5 now and episode 3 mm-hmm. was on Sunday and it definitely, they have not started declining. Let's put it that way.
No,
not in my opinion anyway.
No. You can see, the first 4 seasons, you can just see it climbing and climbing, right?
Yeah.
And gain momentum yeah. and you get hooked by it. Like I said before, I think in a previous episode, you know, like you, I was a little late to the party.
Yeah.
So I was able to catch up and it didn't take long. I find a show, I've started a few series before, for whatever reason, watched 2 or 3 episodes, and then, you know, you don't get back to it, and you never will. I find if you
it happens.
You watch two or three, and then you watch something else. Yellowstone, I didn't have that problem.
No, but you're right. It does happen sometimes where right now, actually, my wife and I started watching Ray Donovan. Okay. And it's, I believe, 7 seasons, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And we are in episode like 3 or 4 on season 3. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I just said to her the other night after we watched one, I said, I'm starting to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to not really care anymore because it's not, there's nothing new gaining my interest. There's nothing new making me go, oh my God, did you see that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. There's, you know, everybody has a bad season. It happens. So, but yeah, you're right, Tim. If it's something that you're really interested in and the writing is good, it keeps you going. It keeps your interest.
Yeah.
It's like that 4-hour movie that you sat down and watched. And when it was over, you wanted more and you didn't realize, oh, it was 4 hours. Holy Christ. Really?
Yeah.
The writing's that good. It has your attention. It has your interest. But if it's not and you're looking at your watch.
Yeah. See, I never had that with Yellowstone. I never ever thought, you know, oh, how long is this episode? Or there's so many little inner stories within the story.
Right.
That I think there's twists and there's everybody's struggle for power, right? And you got the family and the head of the family and who wants to be in charge and who thinks they're in charge. And there's just, and you know, I mean, the Western theme that just adds to it, right? Like,
yeah, agreed. And you're right. I don't ever look. Matter of fact, the episode always ends before I'm expecting it to. Mm-hmm. I don't ever look at my clock. Is it over yet? I'm going to go to bed soon or something. But I think that's what adds to the mystique to it. It is so different where it takes place in Montana. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of people cannot relate to that country ranch style of living. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what definitely adds to the mystique to it, that it's not the regular middle class family teacher guy like in Breaking Bad, and it's not the typical mobster family or mafia family. And you look at these guys like they're ranchers, you know, they're trying to just make a living. They want to keep their land, but it's so much more than that. The writing is just so good. He does such a wonderful job.
Well, not only that, like you just said, you touched on it, the land, right? Like how much, I mean, that's a huge struggle, right? The power struggle for land, for corporate development. People see all that hundreds of acres.
Today's day and age too, you know, they want to build, you know, condos or an airport or a resort. Mm-hmm. And you're talking generational wealth beyond your wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. And to say, no, I want my land that's been in my family for 500 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful.
Well, not only that, but they're on the horses, the cowboys, the shotguns. They're willing to fight for it, right? They're not going to back down from this either. So, and that's the first few seasons. And, you know, I apologize if anybody hasn't seen this yet, but this would be a good, you know, a good interest for you to maybe start if you haven't.
Yeah. I mean, that series started in 2018.
Yeah.
That's 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago. So it is a long enough ago where, you know, we'll put a little disclaimer right now. We might be saying some stuff that if you haven't seen it, you might want to wait to watch it. But yeah, it's old enough now where I think some of the stuff can be said. And like you said, they're willing to fight for it. And that's the thing. These city slickers come into town from New York or from LA or from Denver and think that they're just a bunch of hillbillies, that they have no idea what they're doing. They could just wrangle the land away from them, and they couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah. So you got a favorite character on it?
I think the favorite one, who is a lot of people's favorites, is Rip.
Yeah.
I love Rip. I just think he's that character that he's just a righteous guy. He does what's right. He's loyal to John. Mm-hmm. I like him the best.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Good. I gotta go with John Dutton. I don't want to be cliche and to say that's the top dog, but just this role, I've always been a Kevin Costner fan.
Same.
Pretty much everything he's done. I like. But this role, this is just a great role.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, maybe another one that's a good time in his life. He's older, right. He's wiser and more, you know, Marble man looking. He's, mm-hmm. he's just plays it perfect. Plays yeah. it perfect. Who's your least favorite character?
My least favorite? I don't know if I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know if I have a least favorite. that's a tough question. I would say, what's his other son? Jamie?
Jamie.
Who is that, the businessman one?
Yeah, Jamie's the lawyer.
I guess he'd be my least favorite just because he's a bit of a snake, right?
He's a little bit of a weasel.
It's not that he's not cool or nothing. It's just, I think he plays that role very good. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the actor's name, but he obviously plays that well because I don't like him. And it's like
exactly.
When you have a movie or a TV show,
right.
And you think, God, I hate this guy. He's doing it right. But
right.
Yeah, if that's, he's my least favorite. And it's not only that, it's just I just find his scenes boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Rip's, if fist fighting with somebody or Dutton's just like Kevin Costner's John Dutton, he doesn't take any shit.
No.
Like he says, this is the way we're doing it.
No.
And he'll just look at Rip and say, they're your hands, straighten them out. Like, and just walks away. And he goes, I'm going for a ride today. When I come back, make it, you know, I want all this gone. I want all this taken care of. You know what? And that's true. Anybody that has a job, the boss doesn't want to hear about the menial crap that goes on.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
He doesn't, like, that's why he has supervisors and foremans and
right.
That's why he has Rip. You take care of it. I don't want to deal with this.
Exactly right. No,
because he probably says if I have to deal with it, it's going to get dealt with immediately.
Yeah, and if he has to deal with it, it's going to be a real problem for Rip because Rip's the one that's supposed to be dealing with it. So
yeah, no,
and I don't think Rip's afraid of anybody but John.
Yeah. So your least favorite character?
You know, my least favorite character would be a toss up between two people, and you're going to laugh at who they are. It's Casey, the son that's kind of exiled into American Indian land.
Yeah.
And his wife, both of
them.
They just irritate the living daylights out of me. I don't know why. I even said it last night to Gina. I was like, I can't stand his wife. Like, she just irks me to no end. Yeah. And Casey just, I don't know. He just, Jamie, you're supposed to dislike. It makes sense to dislike him. He's the little Weasley lawyer who doesn't have any balls and he's,
yeah,
you know, the sister's got more balls than he does. And, you know, I love her. At first, I did not like Beth.
Oh, God, I loved her right from the get-go.
But I at first, like the first few episodes, I kind of got frustrated. I felt she was overproving how tough she is.
Yeah.
Like every opportunity she had, it had to be this persona of how tough she is. And I got tired of it. I'm like, okay, we get it. We get it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But she developed into I love her character.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Casey kind of aggravates me. I just wish he would, you know, just make a choice for your life, man. Do what you're going to do. If you're not going to deal with your father's life, you know, your father's family, then go.
Sure.
But that's why they write these stories like this. They want you to be aggravated with one character and love another one.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, all that fun stuff.
It keeps you tuning in, right? It keeps you. You want to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
All I got to say is don't mess with Beth. That's all I got to say.
Right? I tell you. I thought marrying to a 5-foot Italian woman was tough. I don't know. She heard that one there. Oof.
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, it's.
But I tell you right now, though, if anybody could keep her, there's two people that could keep her in line, and that's John and Rip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she don't play. She'll even play a little bit with Rip, but she don't play when it comes to John, when it comes to Daddy.
Well, she tries, but.
Yeah, exactly. She'll push the button here and there, but then she knows she backs off.
Yeah.
I can't do that. So it's going to be interesting to see because obviously the same creator has done Tulsa King.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be giving us some characters to love and hate. Obviously we all love Dwight and what he does so far and his humor and his toughness and his non-politically correct ways of doing things. But it'll be interesting to see who's the character that is the weasel. Who's the character that you, you grew to like and you didn't in the beginning. And so it's going to be fun to see.
I'm already liking his driver, right?
Yeah, the driver.
He's awesome.
The driver was fun. It's when he picks him up and he goes, for $2,000 a week, you think you'd get out of the car and open the door.
Yeah. No, it's great.
And, yeah, I like the driver too. He's got a good role. But so does the owner of the pot store, the weed store.
Yeah.
So it's well done.
Well, that's just it, right? When he says, do I have a choice? Do I just no? Okay. Shakes his hand.
All right.
It's on, right? So, but maybe down the road, the success of it, since you've got the same guy producing both shows, right? Directing both shows. Maybe there will be a crossover. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, there could be. I mean, obviously Oklahoma is not near Montana.
No.
But that doesn't mean they can't. I mean, they in Yellowstone, remember they sent that kid Jimmy to Texas?
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously Oklahoma is right there, right above Texas.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's out of the realm of possibility for them to be down there for whatever reason or Dwight to be up there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see. It really would be. And if it does happen, I don't foresee, and I could be completely wrong. Obviously, I'm not a Hollywood writer for a reason. I could completely see like Dwight and John being okay with each other.
Yeah.
They seem like the same type of old school, no BS handshake type of guys that, would be okay with each other. So I don't know. I don't know how they would write that in to play with each other, but everybody's assuming because it's the same creator that they might share the world at one point.
I mean, we waited how many years and it never really – I mean, Sly and Arnie worked together, but they didn't have that Rambo Commando crossover that everybody wanted. And maybe that was the ploy, right, to – keep everybody watching the movies and build up the rivalry and
and
then they didn't do anything, but they eventually did start doing movies together, which were great. But we never got that crossover event where they teamed up, right? So I mean, we kind of did in Expendables, they teamed up, but
yeah,
not the way we thought in the '80s.
No, and like Escape Plan, it kind of took fruition there, but I agree with you. It didn't it would have been a perfect Rambo, Commando type, or Predator, or whatever in that time frame of the late 80s, it would have been the ideal time to do it. It would have been they probably didn't do it. It would have just cost the studio so much money.
Oh, can you imagine? Hang,
the two of the biggest stars of that decade in the same film. It's not like it is now where the Avengers, they have everybody and their brother in the movie, and it cost them $300 million just for salaries.
Yeah.
They didn't do that back then.
I was thinking more of the damage they would cause, the two of them. They blow a lot of shit up. Right?
Well, that too. Yeah, there was no CGI, so there was a lot of explosives and
you wanna blow up what? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. You wanna blow up something. And you wanna blow up something. Jesus.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They would have tried to outdo each other on the explosives and how many people they could kill, so it's always good. That's part of being a fan of the movies, right? And the shows. And now here's my next question. Is the movie as we've seen it, and Sly touched on this a bit in the last week or so, is this the new era streaming? Are we done going to the movies? I mean, I ask you that you and I not together, but at the same time, we did go see Top Gun Maverick, just because I wanted to see it on the big screen and the sound. But I got to tell you, there's not a lot of movies I'm rushing to go see.
Yeah. I think certain films are to still be seen on the big screen. Mm-hmm. Top Gun Maverick or, Avengers type of film that is to have that surround big screen presence. But in the same respect, you're right. It doesn't matter to me if I see it at home or if I see it in there. I don't think it's like the theaters are done. I don't think that that's a possibility. Yeah. I think they'll always be around. But I don't think that they are as relevant as they were with especially because now they're streaming. What did they just release? They just released something. Oh, Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
Halloween right, Ends was in the theater right streaming. And streaming the same Friday.
Yeah. Exact same time. So, and people have, some people have bigger TVs now and bigger yeah. TVs and bigger TVs.
Well, even the TVs now, I mean, you go, yeah. you go get a 75 inch TV now for like 400
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
It used to be they were $4,000. They were just yeah. not really achievable anymore no. by the average person. Now, if you got $400 or $500 to spend, you can get a really nice 4K massive TV.
Mm-hmm.
Where
pause yeah, it, right. it's you can pause it, different. Rewind it.
Yeah,
you know, you can stream it, you can own it.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love going to the movies. Right, when I was younger, that's all we did because
but it was different then.
Yeah,
very different. You know, number one, we didn't have a choice.
So. Yeah,
so right there alone, it was different.
Yeah, yeah, because if you had to. You know, everybody's going to be shaking their head. I can see it now. You know, you go see, I mean, I remember seeing Rocky IV. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
picking that one out because it's the one I remember seeing. That's the first one.
Right.
It was 6 months before it came out on video.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told my yeah. daughters that. They didn't believe me. I said it was 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. You couldn't see it again once it came out of yeah. the movies.
And then when it did come out, you couldn't afford it. You know, it was $50 for a VHS or. Yeah.
It didn't come on. It didn't come on free TV or cable for years.
Yeah, yeah, and that was all of them. That wasn't just the Rocky movies. That was.
Oh yeah, no, that was just it was everything. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And if you couldn't get into a movie.
But I do also think that he has a point where he's saying a lot of these films now. I don't want to say they're easier to release because obviously mm-hmm. nothing's that easy to release.
Yeah.
But you don't need the massive studio backing anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of don't. I mean, you could make whatever your budget is to make a film and you can get it on Netflix and you can mm-hmm. get it on Hulu or whatever mm-hmm. a lot easier and a lot cheaper than mm-hmm. you could releasing it in the theater nationwide.
Yeah.
And then you never know from there. It might grow into something that you do wind up going big budget.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same respect, I think we'll be able to see a lot more storytelling than we were not able to see before because maybe a lot of studios passed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And now you can see it on Paramount Plus or mm-hmm. whatever streaming service there might be.
Yeah. I wish, I wish a few of them would maybe work a little bit together because I'm going TV broke here, right? Like every, I got to get Paramount.
I
remember now.
When I first cut the cord years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, okay, well, I pay, you know, it's six, I pay $69 for Wi-Fi
mm-hmm.
and I pay whatever it was, $12 for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, now it's Disney Plus. Now it's another 12. Now it's, this plus. Now it's another 10. Now it's another 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, I was like, I was saving hundreds by not having all these, like you said, but I do think it'll be, look, remember way back when, I mean, when cell phones first came out, you paid mm-hmm. for minutes mm-hmm. and you paid for texts.
Yeah.
There was no unlimited.
No.
You used to pay. Right. Okay. You got 500 texts.
Yeah.
Anything on top of that you had to pay for. Could you imagine? I'd go broke with teenage daughters back then.
Oh, you remember, do you remember, when you said that, you remember Married with Children? There was an episode of Married with Children where she called a 1-800 number and was, $1.99 for the first minute.
Yeah.
And then 99 cents for every after minute. And he looked at the bill and he says, what the hell is this? He goes, you'd be proud of me, daddy. Cause I hung up the phone after the first minute and called back. So he didn't get charged those extra minutes. And he just shook his head and he goes, thank you, pumpkin. Thank you. I don't know why that jumped to my mind.
But it's useless true. So it might get to the point where it's like this now. Every, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, now all these things are all have their Discovery Plus. And I do believe it'll probably get to a point where whatever Netflix is going to say, okay, we're going to get Paramount, Disney and Hulu all together. You know, $15 a month is everybody. Mm-hmm. So it might not. It really depends on what you like and what you want to watch.
Well, that's right. I mean, at the very least, though, you can pick and choose. You know, you can freeze the subscription and watch this for a bit. And I mean, you pause it, they'll be walking you back with open arms, right? So it's just the 50 questions that you have to go through when you cancel a subscription. Yeah, you know, exactly. How come you're doing this and what can we do to keep you? And
right.
And no, it's good.
And it also depends if you want the bells and whistles. You don't want commercials. Yeah, right. It's more money if you don't care about commercials. Right, yeah, now they need a cheapo. Paramount Plus is $5 without commercials.
So. I'm surprised they took that long to bring back that racket. We got the notice the other day about Netflix, and they said the price was going up.
Right.
If you're going to watch commercials, and I said, well, fine, then put the commercials on because I'm not going to – give me a chance to load up my drink or – but anyways, no, that's good. The other thing that I want to talk about is what is the countdown with you now?
Today's Tuesday. I know we record before we air, so it's 14 days from tomorrow.
14 days to tomorrow. 14 days anybody from tomorrow. Doesn't know what we're talking about, and you should, but in case you don't, I'm going to remind you. Tony is flying to Los Angeles, and what day is it? December?
Well, actually, let me rephrase that. It's 14 days from tomorrow where I go to LA.
Okay. So you're going to LA.
It's 2 weeks from Saturday, Saturday that I meet him. I meet Sly.
Okay. So experience with Stallone, right? Yeah. And I believe tickets are, they say limited, but I think they're probably sold out now.
They flashed up something the other day. They had only like 10% left, and I don't know. We bought ours in March, so
So
last remaining tickets. There you go.
Yeah, last remaining tickets, and we've talked about this before, and this is a pretty big deal, right? This isn't.
At first, I kind of felt like, I hear all these people with their stories of how they met Sly. I met him on the set of Creed 2. I met him on the street in Philly. I met him at the Victor Cafe.
Yeah.
Or whatever their story is behind meeting him, which adds to the coolness of meeting him. But you and I have had this discussion before.
Yeah.
Then you're rolling the dice with the picture.
Yep.
Is it too dark? Is it too many people where he doesn't want to? Are you getting a quick handshake and he's out of there?
Sometimes.
Other times, it depends. And this has nothing to do with Sly. I know Sly makes time for his fans. But there are also, like, you saw the video where he was on the steps the other day in Philly.
Yeah.
You saw the crowd that was there.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't getting near him.
No.
You weren't getting near him. They had police around him. They had the cameras for the reality show. Yeah. He was waving. People were doing the selfie standing 5 feet away from him.
Yeah.
I'm just greedy. That's not what I want. So
he was acknowledging. And listen, I don't want to take anything away from that or Sly himself. It's got to be awful hard, right? When all of a sudden within 10 minutes, 10,000 people are there.
And like I said, I've heard so many stories. I've never heard a bad story about him meeting somebody. Mm-hmm. Everybody I've ever heard of that has met him, he's always been cordial and friendly and polite and respectful, and as Rocky fans are to him.
Yeah.
But this year, with it being – not only do you get to see him on stage talking about his career for an hour, but to literally – get to walk up to him, shake his hand, the quick 10 seconds that you have to say what you want to say to him.
Yeah.
And then get a professional picture. That's just, it's a dream come true for me.
Right.
I'll take that any day of the week.
No, absolutely. And like I said, we are going to document it. Well, we're going to document it.
Well, we are really, because I'll be uploading stuff and you'll be doing things with behind the scenes.
Yeah. I'll be behind the scenes. I'll be like the little guy from Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
Pay
no attention to me. It's got nothing to do with me. No, I'm as excited as you are, and I'm not going, but this is huge, and we're going to post it. We're going to – whatever you got, Tony, videos, pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to do as much as I can. I mean, I don't know. I really haven't planned it yet. And of course, the night of, I got to see how it plays out, because that's kind of what happened when I met Carl Weathers.
Right.
I wanted to see how it played out. Like, what happens? What am I allowed to do? What am I not allowed to do? When we went out to meet him, and I put my hand out to shake his hand, my daughter had her phone out, and she went like this, and he said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, no phones, no cameras." So she goes, "Okay," and put it away. So right there alone, I'm like, "Okay, well, I can't take anything and post it. So let's just enjoy the moment and deal with it.
Yeah.
But with this one here, the dinner and the intro of him mm-hmm. and him on stage and all, obviously I'll be able to take pictures and videos yep. and whatnot. So I'll try and do as much as I can, posting as much as I can. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely get tired of seeing me out in LA. So
I don't think so. I don't think
I'll have plenty of stuff to post on there and show yeah. everybody.
Just do me a favor. When you do get in front of Sly, do not be like the kid in the Christmas Story and freeze up. Right? When he asks you, "Hi, how are you today?" Don't. And then, okay, move it along.
Yeah, I have met a large amount of celebrities in all fields of careers, movies, TVs, yeah. music, sports, in my life. I've been lucky enough where I've worked in and been in places and whatever that I've met a lot of people that I admire, a lot of people mm-hmm. that I like, a lot of people that I, whatever. He's one of the few that I have not met. I would be very, very surprised if I got starstruck where I didn't talk. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sound cocky. I just, nope. It's just not how I am.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the few people where I'm going to be like, holy crap. I just shook Sylvester Stallone's hand. You know, that's yeah. the other people I met. I respected and mm-hmm. enjoyed meeting them. Mm-hmm. But a guy I've been watching since I was 10, mm-hmm. it's going to saying a lot. So yeah, I'm going to milk it for all I can. I'm going to make them tell me, okay, sir, you need to leave.
Yeah.
I'm not going to voluntarily go. I'm going to have them say, okay, you can go now.
Yeah. You know what? You'll give Sly stories to take back to his friends because they'll say, this one guy just pulled up a chair. You know, he just sat right down. He started signing autographs with me.
Right? Oh, no. I'd be like, hey, you know, you follow our podcast, so we got to yeah. start to talk here.
No, it's good. Obviously. You know what? Enjoy the moment. That's all I got to say. We'll talk about it again before you go, but, and then definitely.
Yeah, we have one more show to record before yep. I go.
And that's going to be fun. That's our 25th, Tony, our next episode.
25th.
I yep. don't want to give any secrets away yet, but it's going to be the only secret I will give, it's going to be Sly related. That's all I got to say. If you haven't figured that out by now, but
right.
it's going to be fun. And then the show afterwards will be the Tony show. I won't even be on screen.
Well, yeah, don't worry. You won't see my face a lot. You'll see other pictures of everything else. So
yeah,
it'll look like the wall behind me. It'll just yeah. have rocking Sylvester Stallone and everything.
Yeah, so. it'll just say episode 26, Tony C. That's it. No, I'm not sure. And, no, this is fun. But, anyways, all our episodes are on YouTube, up until now. And then next week, like I said, 25 already, Tony.
Yeah.
Time flies,
yeah.
Eh? So.
Yeah, I mean, we like you said, we did not record two.
Yeah.
But 25 weeks of the show, we're still going, we're still around, we're still relevant. I'm very thankful to anybody that still watches us and likes yeah. the show and all. It's you know, Tim and I have a really fun time doing it. We don't take it overly serious, and
that's right.
But we do want people to enjoy watching it and listening to it. So
yeah.
So it couldn't have been better for us. It worked out very well.
No, that's right. And then also, we're on the Action Heroes podcast network. I throw that up here. I love the logo, right? So,
it is a cool logo.
And, you can listen to us in the car, listen to us at work, at the gym, but, maybe not at work, but maybe, I don't know. Depends on what you're doing.
Depends on your job.
Depends on your job. So I wouldn't recommend it if you're flying planes, but.
Right.
No, this was great, Tony. This was fun, and, catch up next week with you.
We will. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for watching.
See you guys.